Every other week, Feminvest is publishing a new episode of the Feminvest podcast, and we've been doing it for many years now. A year ago or so, we started to do it in English, and we start to get a wider audience that listen to the podcast that we're so excited about. If you don't know that much about Feminvest, Feminvest started out in Sweden, but we are now expanding into a Nordic region to start with. And for example, this week, when you listen to this podcast, we are hosting an event in Oslo where we educate women in how to get started with investing, how to pursue and continue to grow in knowledge in terms of trading, for example, and exploring who they are in regards to financial markets. How do they fit in? What do they think is interesting? Do they want to just buy something on a monthly basis, or do you want to be active and follow assets over the day as a trader? We also have an entrepreneurs network, and my colleague Saba will do an interview with an entrepreneur later on in this episode. And then we have an angel network, because if you look at women investing in stocks and shares and funds, we are quite used to that as we grow up. That is something that is good to look into, because we know the stock market has performed, but investing in unlisted is still quite unusual. And as far as I've seen, we need to look into diversifying and be aware of the risks that we should take. And actually, we are quite used to taking leverage risk when it comes to real estate market, because we buy our own home in the Nordic. But when it comes to buying unlisted companies, stocks and funds, and also thinking strategically about scaling our businesses, we don't get as encouraged, I feel, from our homes to get into those assets. And it's complementary, and it's actually good to at least have knowledge so you can choose if it's for you or not. In this week's episode, I have the honor to sit down with Eleonora, who has actually had, even though she is young, an extensive career in finance. And Eleonora, we're going to talk a little bit about being in the market in shorter terms, but also longer terms using ETPs. That's a growing trend in the European and American continents. But I think it's so interesting to start exploring, like, how did you get into the financial markets to start with?
Yeah, actually, as far as I can remember, I have always wanted to work in a bank. So I was always seeing people who work in a bank in nice business clothes. And I was dreaming that one day I will also be working in a bank with some nice shirt and dress. So that's why I wanted to then start seeing what are the opportunities, what should I study to work in a bank. So after high school, I then started to study economics, and later on, I also then did a master degree in finance. Also, I did a double degree in Belgium, actually, in banking and asset management.
Wow, you were so ambitious early on. How come you think you were so goal-focused?
I think I have always been very ambitious and wanted to make my dreams come true. And I'm also a very persistent person, so when I have something in my mind, I will just find out how can I do that, and I will not quit before I have reached the goal.
That is an amazing quality to have.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that that has brought me much forward in life.
And then you moved abroad as well early on.
Yes.
Through studies, but also through work. Was that a part of the goal?
Yes, I have also always wanted to work abroad. I come from a very small city, so already when I was living there as a young adult and a teenager, I thought that it's too small for me. I wanted to see what's outside of my city and also what's outside of my home country. So then when I was studying in the university, I did an exchange and also then the double master degree in Belgium. And after that, I was not still ready to go home. So I was first moving to Sweden for working. And afterwards, now I moved to Germany, where I work now for Societe Generale.
And in your work for Société Générale, one of the things that you do is educate people in how to utilize ETPs for, you know, in obviously everyone wants to earn money using them. Mm-hmm. If you look at like women, what do you think is holding us back in going in like to short-term trading, for example? Because I know that it's a smaller amount of women in comparison to men.
I think that one of the reasons is that women want to have the knowledge before they invest. So they want to educate themselves and gain the knowledge. So perhaps the educational level of ETPs is not yet so much that females are investing. But in the recent years, there has been a lot of new information and a lot of information available online about ETPs. And we also see a growing trend for females investing into ETPs as well.
I think this is really great. That we, like I always want to support women feeling confident in how to use. And then you can choose. No, I don't have the time now, but I know how it works. And that's why you are important.
Yeah, exactly. It's very important with these kind of instruments to know what is the thing that you are buying and selling. So I think that's very good that you first gain the knowledge.
Yeah. So to start with, exchange-traded products, what is that really?
Exchange-traded products, which can be shortened to ETPs, are financial products that are listed on an exchange and can be traded via a local broker. In examples of such products in the Nordic countries are mini futures, standard warrants, bull and bear certificates, and tracker certificates.
And if you compare them to stocks or funds, what's the difference?
ETPs are derivative securities, which means that their value is derived from an underlying asset that they track. So they can go up and down in value based on how the underlying asset moves. The underlying asset can be a traditional asset like a stock or a bond, but it can also be an asset which might otherwise be hard to access, for example, an index or a commodity. In addition to having the possibility to invest into price increases of the underlying asset, with ETPs it is also possible to invest in price decreases of the underlying asset. So the investor can choose the direction based on how they believe that the underlying asset will move in future. What also makes ETPs different to traditional investments is that most of them have an inbuilt leverage effect. Products with the leverage effect multiply the performance of the underlying asset with a certain multiplier and in a certain way. So for example, if the underlying asset moves 1%, the ETP can move, for example, 5, 10 or 15 times faster. So it means that investing with leverage, you have potentially higher profits, but also an increased risk of losses. So you should always keep in mind that the leverage effect works in both ways. It will multiply both the gains and the losses. However, with ETP, it is not possible to lose more than the initial invested amount. Also, it is different. There's also different product types existing in the market. So there are also some product types without any leverage effect. So the investor can always choose what product type best fits for their and their investment strategy and risk appetite.
Mm. So, for example, I think it's interesting. You can actually, if you see a trend in the market, for example, if you believe that if Donald Trump would become president, you would imagine that he will be very protectionist towards the US, which could be that the US stocks in general would go up, then you could actually take a position that, but it would mean that the European stocks maybe would go down because he would try to initiate products for American companies to flourish within the markets rather than buying things from Europe. So if you could use that information and say, oh, I think that US stocks will go up, so I'll buy an ETP with exposure towards like an index towards the US markets, for example, or I think that European stocks are going down on a generic basis. So I'm actually considering I want to earn money on European stocks going down. Just an example to like how one can use those.
Exactly. Trends. So you can, if you believe in any of those directions, you can act on what you believe with the ETP.
So can one actually, are there like specific strategies that you would say that people use for ETPs?
The majority of investors use ETPs, as you just explained, to gain exposure towards either the rising or falling prices of an underlying asset in the way that they believe. So with leveraged ETP, the investor can get leverage exposure in the hope of making a profit with short-term movements in the underlying asset. But as I mentioned, this always comes with the risk of losses up to the total invested amount. ETPs can also be used to a strategy called gas extraction. Gas extraction is a strategy where an investor replaces their existing holdings with ETPs on the same asset. So due to the leverage effect, the investor can achieve the same exposure to the asset with a smaller initial invested amount. And the free cash extracted from selling the existing assets and investing into the ETP with smaller capital gives the investor options to invest into other underlying assets or other types of instruments and therefore diversify their investments. Certain ETPs, for example, standard warrants, can be in addition used for hedging purposes. Hedging means that an investor has existing holdings and wants to protect those from falling prices. For example, this might be reasonable for investors who want to keep their shares in the view of rising prices in the long term or regular income from dividends, but who are afraid of price decline in the short term.
Mm. And if we look at trading and short-term purchasing and selling, how do I know if one should pursue that?
Exchange-traded products are aimed at experienced investors, so who already have some experience in investing beforehand and who are also familiar with the risk of loss of capital, market risk, leverage, credit risk and currency risk. When investing in ETPs, especially the ones with the leverage effect, one should be able to follow the instruments in real time and also take positions and get out of positions quickly. Before investing, you should of course always make sure that you understand the instrument as we spoke before and how are the functionalities, how it works actually. So there is a lot of information that you can find in internet. For example, we have a lot of educational material in the website warrants.com. And when you start, it's good to start with small amounts. So not invest too much of your portfolio into one instrument. So have a well-diversified portfolio that includes a lot of assets and a lot of instrument types to help reduce the overall risk of the portfolio.
And I would also say it's good to actually start with understanding, if you start with an index, for example, or if you start with one asset, understanding how it moves. So if it would be OMX, the Swedish index, you could follow like what are the largest companies in this index. So what news or what information in the market would affect this index going up or down. So you actually know the company, or you know the asset, or you know the commodity, and understand how news can affect it, and maybe start with a couple to get to know it and not go everywhere. I don't know if you agree.
Yes, so of course, as you mentioned, it is very important to know also the underlying asset. So what are you actually investing in? In the same way like you would invest in a stock directly. So in this case, you would need to know the asset, but also how the product works. As I mentioned, start slow, small, So also when you then choose one asset, then you can start small. And also actually there is some possibilities in the market to start with the virtual money to test.
How to
trade and how it works, and also how like the movements in the underlying asset then affects the product.
Mm. And there are thousands of UTPs. So if you log into your Avanza or Nordnet account, for example, it can feel a bit overwhelming and difficult to navigate. What would be your advice?
Yeah, there are several steps that you should go through when selecting a product. In the first stage, you should determine which underlying asset you want to gain exposure towards. What movement do you expect in the underlying asset? As you just said, that it's very important to know what affects and how it might move, and also on which timeline. So this determines then which direction, long or short, to choose, and which kind of product type you should choose to fit it on your market expectation. For example, bull and bear certificates generally fit only day trading, whereas mini futures, standard warrants, and tracker certificates might also fit slightly longer time frames. On the next stage, you should determine which risk you are willing to take, or in other words, which leverage effect to choose. The leverage effect, as I mentioned before, multiplies both gains and losses. So the higher the leverage effect, the higher the risk of losses in the product. From the product types, tracker certificates, they don't have any leverage effect, whereas the other product types have a lot of levels to choose from. Also in our website, we have a tool called Match My Trade, which allows you to get some examples or suggestions of products which might fit your market scenario. So you can find that also in the website warrants.com.
Where are those products listed?
Yeah, in the Nordic countries, you can, for example, find products listed on exchanges Nordic Growth Market or Spectrum MTF. So the product is always listed on an exchange, and then you can trade it via your local broker.
And that could be Avanza, Nordnet, yeah. IG.
Yeah, exactly. Yes,
for
yes.
example.
Yeah.
And if we look at liquidity, usually when we talk about stocks or funds, we say you have to ensure that there is a buyer on the other side. How does it work for ETPs?
Yeah, so with ETPs, it works so that there is always a market maker on the instrument. For example, for the instruments of Société Générale as a market maker on the instruments. So it continuously provides buy and sell prices on the instruments, and then steps in as a buyer or seller if needed. So basically it means that you don't need to wait that another investor wants to buy or sell exactly the same amount of the instrument that you want to buy or sell.
Mm. There's also another thing that you should be aware of if you invest in ETPs, and that's the spread. How would you describe the spread?
The spread is the difference between the buy and the sell price of the instrument that is available in the order book. When it comes to ETPs, the spread usually refers to the difference between the buy and the sell price of the market maker. So basically the difference between the bid and ask price of the market maker. So when you invest in an ETP, you need to buy the instrument at the market maker's sell price and then sell the instrument at the market maker's buy price, which is usually at a lower level. So basically it means that the spread is one of the charges that you pay for an ETP.
Mm. Yeah, that's really good to be aware of. So, and it's the same with stocks. There's always a range of prices. So I always advise you to try to go as low as possible in the price when you buy a stock. For example, if you see that there are different sellers in the market. So if I want to learn more about, you know, both ETPs and, you know, diversifying the portfolio in this regard, where would you recommend one to go?
We have a website which is called warrants.com, where you can find a lot of information about exchange-traded products. For example, you can find all the product documentation and also a lot of educational material where you can learn how the product works in real life. And you can also find, for example, frequently asked questions to learn from other investors' questions.
Eleonora, thank you so much. I need to ask you as well, because I can imagine that there are quite interesting trends at the moment. Do you see any trends among ETPs?
We see a couple of trends in the ETP market. First, the popularity of artificial intelligence.
For sure.
can be seen in the ETP market as a growing interest towards technology companies. Since the new technology of AI and the ideas of what could be possible in the future has boosted the performance of technology companies, especially chip manufacturers, in order to be able to use the possibilities of the AI, you need computing power first. In addition, there are some other themes that have gained momentum in the recent years. Examples of such themes are healthcare or sustainable investment themes like clean energy. Issuers of ETPs have also brought to markets a growing number of different thematic ETPs. For example, Societe Generale has issued several tracker certificates linked to thematic underlying assets. In the Nordic markets, you can, for example, find tracker certificates linked to themes like renewable energy, metaverse, or vaccines.
That is really interesting. Thank you for sharing. I understand that it can vary quite quickly, you know, so you have to stay up to date as an investor if you want to investigate the current trends. But thank you for sharing what's hot at the moment. Remember that everything that we share in this podcast, it's not investing advice, but it's inspiration, and we want to provide knowledge so you can get more confident in your own investment decisions. Thank you, Eleonora, for being part of the podcast today.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to be part of the podcast.
And now I want to hand over to my colleague Sava, who will interview a woman entrepreneur that's really, really inspiring. Thank you.
Hi, and welcome everyone to a new episode of this podcast of FemInvest. Today is a special edition as we are actually having our own Sara Sorbet as a guest here today. And Sara, she's a rock star of FemInvest Expand. You are the one taking care of Expand members, all the questions, onboarding, and making real work seem easy, but you do a lot backstage. So you're the backstage rock star of FemInvest. Welcome to this podcast, Sarah.
Yay! Finally! I've been longing for this day.
Lovely to have you here.
So Thank you for having me.
I mean, so many people have heard of your name somehow by email or other communication tools that we have within FemInvest. But tell us more about you. Who's Sarah?
Who is Sarah? Sarah Sorbet behind the scenes. Well, I am originally a friend of Saba's, and we have been running this show together now for almost a year, and it's been wonderful. I am currently living in South Africa, as I have been now since some years back. And I have a history in startup companies, and I'm currently still studying, actually, to finalize my philosophy degree. So I'm doing both, a lot of juggling at the moment.
Which everybody is really impressed of course, here with FemInvest, and really happy to have you here. Tell us, when you started with FemInvest and the Expand, was it clear to you what the mission is, and was it clear to you what you were going to do, or did you get to know FemInvest during this time that you've been working now almost 8 months, I guess, or six months maybe?
No, yeah. I would say that the message is very clear. I'd say Expand has a very clear goal and message with it, which is bringing female entrepreneurs together, creating a safe space for female entrepreneurs to create, to develop, learn, and just expose themselves in a very man-dominated world. What my part and role is in it was still developing. And I think that during these months has been extremely learning for both me and probably Feminvest Expand for the abilities that we have together. So yeah, absolutely. The message was clear. My role in it is still developing and is still growing, but absolutely.
Lovely to hear that. So you started taking care of the Expand membership processes and the offers that we have. Would you tell the audience that are probably not so familiar with Expand, some of them are, mm-hmm. but for those who aren't, would you want to tell us more about Expand and what exactly is Expand Network for? What can we get if we become members?
Absolutely. I would love to. So as an Expand member, you get an incredible amount of just goodie bags, literally, but in membership form for
That's
not
a nice
that
way
much
to put things.
A year, right? But it is. It's like yeah. you buy the goodie bag, but if you buy it for a whole year and everything is included, and it's just like it's a gift that keeps on giving. And if you put it in proportion to what each of everything would, you know, cost and whatever, you get so much for the value of the value. And I'm just so happy that we can provide it. And to include everyone, Expand is for any female entrepreneur that has a business or a business idea. You can be in any different phase. So you can be beginner, you can be intermediate, or you can be advanced, and it will suit you in some way. You will find a way to use the membership in the best way possible. And every member that we have, me and Saba try to have an introduction meeting with to try to understand your current situation. And within that, we have different offers or different things that we suggest to them to focus on. So we offer different type of tools with special offers for doing valuation or presentations that different companies have given us throughout the time. But we also have incredible PR possibilities with Feminvest magazine, weekly entrepreneur on our social media platforms, this podcast that you listen to right now, and all of the events that we do, you're all more than welcome to participate in, and that always comes with great PR opportunities. Above that, we also have, you know, the list goes on and on, but we also have mentorships programs for maybe the more intermediate or more beginner companies or advanced that wants to, you know, try to go into a new market or expand to different side of the world or such, like anything like that. And maybe most importantly, we have our investor meetings where you can pitch that takes different forms. It could be either a digital event, it could be a physical event with our angel investors, and it could also be applying to our completely own fund, which is very special. And being an Expand member, it's almost like a qualification to apply for the fund, because it's a stamp. It's a I am 50% owned by women stamp, which makes which you have to be to qualify to apply for the fund.
Yeah, that sounds perfect. I mean, it's a lot of things going on all the time, and it's so much that Feminvest Expand has to offer, and that's in order to, like, you know, to meet all the needs out there. I personally was really amazed by how many women feel that they really needed this kind of network and platform where they could like meet other peers, but also like, you know, reach out to people, to senior women, and find new mentors, new connections, new door openers. And it's lovely and amazing feedback that we get from our entrepreneurs, which I really appreciate a lot. And like, you know, it makes my day every day. And above all that, it makes my day every day to meet new women with great ideas. I guess that you feel the same.
Yes.
And I feel like, oh my God, if she can do it, then I can do it as well. Like, you know, and that's why I love the podcast, because then we get to know people and we get to share their stories. And these women need to be kind of exposed to a larger audience because they have amazing stories behind that we really want to put out there as role models.
Definitely.
Which is lovely. If we think about becoming a member, does it take too much commitment from you as a member, or is it something that you decide, I mean, as an expand member, you decide what you want to be part of and what's not, what suits you, what's not?
Exactly. No, it's literally like buying something online. It's that easy, becoming a member. You sign up, you pay the fee, and it's a yearly membership, which is perfect. So then you can really take advantage of it all. And you participate and exhibit and show interest in whatever you want. As I said, you could do totally different things, but still feel like you're lacking in some part of creating a business. And that's where we come together and expand. It's that you have a great idea. As Saba said, it's so fascinating and interesting listening to these women and talking about subjects and products and stuff that I would never in a million years know, but I can see how I can help them, or we can see how we can help them grow and what do they need to take them to the next step or to go over that obstacle that they're facing. So as long as you're willing to see your obstacles and ask for help, that's where Expand will be.
That's
we
why
will
we're
be there
here.
Too. Yeah. I like to call it, it's like, it's a man's world out there, ladies. We know that. And and FemInvest Expand and the whole community, it's like a LinkedIn, but for women. It's like the boys can go be in their boys club and we can have our own little hub, and eventually they will come knocking at our doors because they will be like, where did they go? You
I
know?
Yeah.
And you know, and it's so clear that it's so worth and so gaining to invest in female entrepreneurs. It's shown that you gain so much from it, that that's gonna be the way that it goes later on.
Yeah. And then I know you kind of were blown away by our first event that you were attending, and that was Fearless in Stockholm last year.
Yeah.
Tell me more about it.
Fearless.
How was it? Yes, because so many people are actually asking about Fearless. We have our next Fearless actually this week. Which I don't know when the podcast will be broadcasted, but we probably will have it by then. But I mean, Fearless Oslo, Fearless Gothenburg, and then Fearless Stockholm. And we
Helsinki.
Already also Helsinki, and probably more cities will come. But your very first event was Fearless Stockholm. So tell me, how was it? How would you describe the atmosphere? And what would you say about Fearless?
I would say it's like going to a fair that you're actually feeling like you belong, like you're meant to be there. You have a purpose there. The content is well thought through. The invited guests are well thought through. The partners are extremely professional, and they indicate that they want to have a step forward and focus on female entrepreneurs, focus on female investors, focus on female ownership. And so it's a very good look in the part, in my eyes, at least, if you're a partner and you're contributing to that, it was like a, Oh, so these are the companies that wants to be in the front line of, you know, this movement. Great. I know that now. And not to forget Founders Lounge and Expand members. I was overwhelmed by the amount of entrepreneurs that was exhibiting in completely different type of products, and how appreciative it was for all the guests. I was standing downstairs for the most part and handing out goodie bags, but I saw the traffic go in and out from Founders Lounge, and got to see some of the stage program as well and the performances. And you were absolutely exhausted afterwards, but you were filled with so much new inspiration, excitement, and just, I don't know, just hope,
Yeah,
I
and
would
so
say.
many new connections. I mean, it
Absolutely.
was amazing to see how I mean, how in each and every fearless that we kind of organize, we have this amazing vibe of people wanting to connect with each other. And you see that's like in its younger generation, it's older generation, it's the partners, it's the investors, it's the entrepreneurs, it's also like women in their best time of career. It's students who want to like, you know, get inspiration, which is a lovely mix of women. Also men, of course, but I mean majority will be women, but I mean it's lovely to see men also like celebrating this kind of day with us,
Absolutely.
and it's filled with like so many good advice, connections, and
Oh, for
new
sure.
inspiration to go ahead. So it's usually like the day after, it's like, you know, you're kind of like, okay, what happened? Who did I like, you know, who am I supposed to talk to now? Like, now so many new connections and so many good things that
Absolutely.
happen. Yeah. And the synergies that we can create together from there is amazing. So if I would say it's like one of my favorite events.
Definitely. Oh, yeah, I would say so too. It's
Yeah.
very vibrant and very networking, and everyone is very excited and curious about who you are and what you do. And yeah, so definitely, I
Yeah.
mean, networking, bring your QR code for your LinkedIn profile and everything.
And what I would say is like, you know, the good thing about this year's events and network is that we have this kind of Nordic perspective, because until last year we had this like local Swedish community, and now we're actually building the Nordic community in a very fast-pacing kind of way that makes people come together, but also facilitate this kind of meetings. And we have people pitching from Sweden in Norway or from Norway in Finland. And only like looking back at the last year, it's like amazing how far we've come with bringing the entrepreneurs and the investors together from different countries across the Nordics. And we have so much in common, but we also have differences. So we need to kind of like connect with people locally to make sure that we are on the right side of expanding our business in the right way, of course. But also like making new networking events and networking opportunities for people, for entrepreneurs to come together, find peers at the local market in that specific Nordic country.
And
And I look
also
forward to that, to like become like, you know, bigger and larger in our presence in these kind of communities, of course.
Yeah, me too. And
Yeah.
also kind of breaking down the idea that we would that women needs to compete with women, because that's been, you know, systematically and culturally extremely present in all of our lives, that women needs to compete with other women. And in this network, it's the complete opposite. It's just a network full of women that, you know, needs help or wants to connect with other female entrepreneurs and wants to make it in the
And grow together.
and grow together.
Yeah. And something amazing me as well is like, you know, so many women in senior positions will reach out to me and say, hey, we want to give back to the younger generation. How can we do that? Can we do mentoring? Can we like be helpful in some way for the younger generation? Because we are now in our like kind of like our best type of our career, and we want to give back. And only this kind of meetings, having them is such a great moment, because I feel like, okay, these are women who want to lift other women, who want to help, who want to give back. And creating this kind of platform where women in senior positions can come to us and tell us, hey, we are ready to reach out and help others. Let us know if there's somebody who needs to get help with, like, you know, within finance, law, business coaching, and all this pro bono, which is amazing. So that's something that we should keep in mind, which is part of, like, you know, being expand member. You get to know all these amazing women and get to get help in different ways. Let's just talk about, like, I mean, something about expand. We do not do any marketing or anything. Like, I mean, we have so many members becoming members because their friends are members and they recommend them and so on. But we also get some like, I mean, fun facts about expand. I mean, we get outreach from like Mexico. I mean, today Rwanda. It's like, it's amazing that people are kind of like looking into the opportunities in the Nordics using our platform and like reaching out to us is amazing.
Yeah, they see expand and Feminvest as a gateway into the Swedish market, and in a gateway to understanding the Swedish market, which is maybe more valid in this situation. But it's also so fantastic. It's like, it's such a proof that it's a need for, you know, a network like this or a community like Expand, who literally only exist to facilitate these amazing entrepreneurs that's growing and trying to take on the male dominated world out there. I'm getting very, very repetitive about that, but it is.
So basically what we do is facilitate meetings with investors, with entrepreneurs, with other peers, and with senior women as well. But also, like, we help with fundraising, capital, and also, like, you know, basic stuff. Like, sometimes we get questions about, like, you know, how do I make my pitch in the best way possible? How do I do that? How do I do this? And we try to help as much as we can as well. But tell me, do you have anything fun going on for the next term? I mean, we're almost half time through this term. Do we have any fun stuff going on?
Ah, Baba, you know exactly what to ask. There's so many things. Not to spoil too much, but there is coming another number of our Feminvest magazine, which is very exciting. And we are trying to get that issued in September already. So if you're not already an Expand member, you should definitely look into that if you want your product maybe issued in that. But then we also, we're trying to figure out a way to collect and we're trying to categorize all of the different fantastic businesses that we already have into more specific, like, subjects, and then
or industries rather
in industries way, industries yes, better word, maybe industries. And we also have another Fearless event coming up, you guys. It's in Stockholm in October, and you have to have your eyes out and see when the date is booked and ensure your tickets, or if you're an entrepreneur listening, ensure you become a member, and so you can exhibit on Founders Lounge and participate more in the, during the event. And that's not all, because last but not least, we're launching our very own mentorship program that we already have great collaborators with. And I cannot explain the amount of wisdom that these people sit with, and they're willing to just, you know, explore out like muses to entrepreneurs. And with some previous expertise or experience in the backpack, it's very appreciative and very successful for the companies that's received it already.
Yeah, love it.
So definitely have your eyes on Expand next year.
That sounds lovely. We have to wrap up, Sarah, but I guess that many of our listeners will have probably more questions or things to discuss with you. How do we reach out to you if we have any questions or any ideas or anything else that you want to discuss?
You are so welcome to reach out to me. I cannot wait to hear from you. So you can either reach out on my email, which is sarah@feminvest.se, which is very simple. I think that's the main part. Otherwise, you can find me on LinkedIn and on Instagram, and then it's Sarah Sorbet.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you, Sava.
thank you for being here today. I'm looking forward to lots of happenings and things going on within Expand and the Feminvest. Hopefully we'll meet soon again with new updates and new insights into Expand and what we offer within Expand. Absolutely. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Sava, for having me. Bye.
Bye.